At the Mid-Ohio Restaurant Expo, held in Columbus 2 weeks ago, you would expect to see vendors selling pizza ovens, deep fryers, and ice cream machines. For the first time this year, the exhibit space made room for farmers from Ohio, looking for more places to market their homegrown goods. I'm Ty Higgins, and this week on Town Hall Ohio, learn about the developing relationship between food producers and the restaurant industry. A match that makes sense when you think about it.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Each January, the Columbus Convention Center hosts hundreds of vendors, restaurateurs, and foodies for the Mid-American Restaurant Expo. This year's event, another success for the Ohio Restaurant Association. Homa Mohiman is the association's manager of media and communications. While we visited on the expo floor, she told me about her organization and the event itself, which just completed its third year.
The Ohio Restaurant Association is a trade association in the state of Ohio that promotes, protects, and partners with Ohio's restaurant, food service, and hospitality industry. And we've been going for about 100 years.
People don't realize just how big that industry is until you come to an expo here in early January in Central Ohio. You have a great expo that you're hosting a bunch of different organizations and companies. Tell me about this. Who's all here and how many get involved?
Well, first of all, there's about 500,000 people that work in Ohio's restaurant food service industry. So there's a lot of people that we still need to reach. But we've got about 4,000 of them here at the 2019 Mid-America Restaurant Expo. We've got 350 booths, 50 seminars, and live culinary demonstrations covering all sorts of different topics and recipes. So it's a really an exciting time in Ohio's food service industry. There's just so many great products, farmers, you name it, we've got it. Our exhibitors are also anything from, local produce to big distributors like Sysco to marketing companies or print companies or furniture. So we've got it all here on the show floor, and we really have had great feedback about what a wide range of products and services we have here at the expo.
Why is ESPN here?
Great question. That's what I'm wondering. No, so we actually have the United States Pizza Trials that calls the Mid-America Restaurant Expo its home every single year. And so they've, cornered off a section of the show floor, and we've got dough acrobatics, largest dough making. I mean, it's amazing. And really, it actually is very athletic. And ESPN3, who has kind of a, they have a niche market and some of the things that they cover, they decided this is such a cool thing. They want to highlight it, and they are live streaming it right now as we speak.
This convention is now in its third year, but it's the first year that Ohio Farm Bureau has taken part, and we have some farmers along what was called the Farmers Crossing aspect of this expo. I want to talk about that in just a bit, but the way that your model is set up is very similar to what Ohio Farm Bureau does as far as advocating for your industry. Talk to me about some of the other things you do throughout the rest of the year with the Ohio Restaurant Association.
Yeah, so we have events that happen all throughout the year on behalf of our members. We host events that, tailor to thought leadership. We bring in speakers that talk about anything from parking downtown to legal advice to, products and services from United Healthcare that will give them savings for, small businesses, 2 to 99 employees. So, the Farm Bureau and us, and the Ohio Restaurant Association, we have a lot of things that are similar, but we tailor our offering specific to the restaurant and food service business. So that's really beneficial to our membership. But recently, for example, we had something called Legal Center Live, which was a local Isaac Wiles. It's a law firm that we partner with a lot, both here at the expo and throughout the year. And they offer thousands of dollars in legal advice to our members. And we just got such great feedback. And we love having that to offer to our members.
I mentioned the Farmers Crossing. It is so neat to have farmers from throughout Ohio come and showcase what they do on the farm here at the expo. Talk about how this came to be. I know it's the first year for that as well. Where did that come from, the idea?
Gosh, well, after each expo, probably we give ourselves about a week for us to catch our breaths, and then we sit down in a room and we think of ideas for the next year. What are some trends? What are hot topics? What are some exciting things that are happening in the industry? And my personal interest was farms, and we kind of, you know, thought about that, you know, played with the idea, and we thought, well, why don't we just have an area dedicated to the farmers? We know that consumers are interested in finding out where their products and their food is coming from, which becomes important to the restaurant owners, which then makes the door open to connect with farmers. And so we thought about a name, came up with Farmers Crossing, and then we're really excited to partner with the Ohio Farm Bureau to make this possible. And we're just so excited. It's a really great opportunity for them and for us.
You mentioned that consumers want to know where their food comes from, and what better way to convey that message than through your industry and through the dinner right there on their plate in the restaurant?
Absolutely. And we know that there's a lot of farmers that want to break into the restaurant industry. There's some that have gotten it pretty well down packed. They know how to connect. They have the right connections. But there's a lot of the smaller ones or the pop-up ones that we have here that really would love to expand upon their market. And this is just a great opportunity for them to do that, because there are so many more people that want to know I need to know where this blueberry came from. Did it come in a factory somewhere, or did it come from somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody in Ohio, and it tastes so much more fresh and just delicious, and we just love having them here.
It's the one thing that we all really have a connection with, and that's food. We all need to eat, and thanks to farmers throughout Ohio, that's possible that very few of us have to worry about where our next meal comes from. The industry as a whole, the Ohio Restaurant Association, obviously has a finger on the pulse of what's happening in the industry. What are some of the latest trends happening in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I think some of the things to look at are, one, restaurant owners and operators working with influencers, local influencers, to try and get the word out about their business. I mean, there's so many food options here right in downtown Columbus, but also in Cleveland, Cincinnati, even Athens. Mount Vernon's a growing place. So how are they going to break out amongst their competitors? And it's not that they're competing, where the whole business, everybody's working together to make sure that we're doing a great job, but I think it's important for them to know how to market their business. So that's one way that we want to make those connections. And also another thing that's happening are food halls. Those are big. There's some up and coming food halls, both in Cleveland. There's the Bud's Dairy food hall that's going to be opening with Cameron Mitchell. And these are small concept culinary chefs that are looking to break into the business. They might not have the funds and the investment to have millions of dollars of opening up a brick and mortar, but you know, companies like Cameron Mitchell are providing them an opportunity to have a small space in a bigger space so that folks can come and test and try out their products. And it's a lengthy application process, and it's great to see. You never know who the next superstar is. You never know who the next Cameron Mitchell is going to be, who the next Michael Simon is going to be. And so it's really exciting to see those stories come to life.
Homa Mohimini is my guest. She's the Managing Media Director and Communications with the Ohio Restaurant Association. Some of the challenges your industry faces. Many people, we just mentioned, care about where their food comes from. They also have some dietary restrictions that are starting to come in more and more to play when it comes to maybe gluten-free or lactose intolerancy. What are some of the things your industry is doing and your association is doing on that front?
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, personally, I'm gluten intolerant, so I know that that's really important to me when I'm going out and deciding where I want to eat, not only where I want to eat, but where I can eat. So restaurant owners and operators are realizing, wow, this is something that's really important. It might make or break my business. So a lot of them are looking into redoing their menus, and not just, you know, completely overhauling what they offer, but they're offering, you know, cauliflower-based crust options, and you can use the same toppings, or they're working with local suppliers on different allergen-friendly products. And then their menu, they're indicating with different symbols and signs showing, you know, which items are vegan, gluten-friendly, dairy-free, nut-free. It's really important because you want to make sure, first of all, your customers are healthy and happy and safe, because you want them to keep coming back. And you want the restaurant owners to be successful too. And as far as what the ORA is doing, we have several members that are already doing some of the things that I mentioned. And we have a great member in town that I'm a personal fan of. They're called Bake Me Happy, and they are a completely gluten-friendly establishment. And they're really spearheading a lot of great things. And I would highly suggest you go there, get their oatmeal cream pie. It's amazing. So I love it.
One of the things my family and I really enjoy doing when we go out to eat is going out to eat. That experience of being in a restaurant and getting the food hot and fresh right when it comes out of the kitchen. But in your industry, we're seeing more and more of the Uber Eats and the DoorDashes and things of that nature where the food is still coming from the restaurant, but it's being delivered to your front door. How does that affect your industry and what might be coming in the future?
Yeah, it affects it in a couple different ways. So first of all, you've got to take note that the next generation, so millennials are obviously, they're starting to purchase a lot of food, but Gen Zs are now having that buying power. And if you don't start tailoring to their needs, you're going to miss out on a lot. And restaurants that are taking part in DoorDash and Uber Eats are seeing a mass increase in their sales. So it's really something to consider that if it's possible to deliver your item or your food, you should really think about it. And there's great ways, there's great applications, there's great partners for you to be able to do that. Another thing too is that you need to make sure that you're just thinking ahead. That's just the most important thing, that your base right now that's buying, they're not always going to be around. And so if you want your business to grow in the long term, you just got to think ahead. But think about it this way. Delivery is not going to solve all your problems. If you've got a great brand, you've got great product, you've got great employees, and you can make an experience for the consumer, that is really, really a big deal. Think about some places like Jeff Ruby's. They call themselves culinary entertainment. They're not going to be delivering, with DoorDash necessarily. They might be, but really it's all about the experience. So if you can create an atmosphere, if you have a place in your restaurant that's Instagram worthy, those are the kind of things you need to be thinking about. So delivery is great. You should definitely look into it if it fits your business model, but think about creating a great experience for your guests.
Lastly, we mentioned how Ohio Farm Bureau and farmers of all sizes are getting into the fold of the Ohio Restaurant Association. Where do you see that relationship going?
I think we can work in so many different ways in the future. We were talking with Adam Sharp, who's a leader at the Farm Bureau. There's students that are looking into breaking into the restaurant industry. And we have also a education foundation that empowers high school chefs to pursue their careers in the restaurant food service business. Think if we can get these two programs or two areas connected right before they decide, to spend thousands of dollars on going on college. These kids can really make a difference in the way that we eat, in the way that we grow, and the way that we interact with each other. So I think that's just one of the many ways that we can partner in the future, and I really hope that we do.
Homa Mohiman is the manager of media and communications with the Ohio Restaurant Association. We met earlier this month at the Mid-American Restaurant Expo in Columbus. As we've mentioned on Town Hall Ohio a few times, membership for the Ohio Farm Bureau has its perks. One of those most recent perks was getting booth space at the expo. Meet the two specialty farms that won a contest and had the opportunity to display and tout what they produce on their farms to the thousands of expo goers. After this, as Town Hall Ohio continues.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, this is John Merrihue, Director of Member Services for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Case IH is a proud supporter of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Working to build strong, prosperous agricultural communities, the Ohio Farm Bureau protects the future of your farm and your neighbor's farms all year long. And thanks to this strong partnership, Ohio Farm Bureau members receive a discount up to $500 on qualifying Case IH equipment. Choose from Case IH Farmall Series tractors, including Compact, Utility, and 100A Series, and Maxim Series tractors as well. Plus, save on hay and forage equipment like self-propelled windrowers, mower conditioners, and large square round balers. This discount may be used with other promotions, rebates, or offers. And it's available for every qualifying Case IH tractor and piece of equipment you purchase. Join Ohio Farm Bureau today to pocket up to $500 in savings. Get your discount by visiting ofbf.org.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio. I'm Ty Higgins. This week, we're showcasing a new partnership that'll be beneficial to farmers and consumers and all points in between. Recently, at the 2019 Mid-American Restaurant Expo in Columbus, specialty growers got some booth space along Farmers Crossing, a section highlighting agriculture and building relationships between those farmers and stores, restaurants, and other entities that may want to distribute their products. Two farms won free booth space through a contest with Ohio Farm Bureau. Lisa Rowe Taylor is with Bloomfield Meadows, a U-Pick blueberry, strawberry, and raspberry farm in Centerburg. That's in Morrow County. She told me what being at a trade show of this magnitude means for her farm.
It means getting out to local people what we have to offer and how we grow our berries and how great our product is.
I know you're located in Morrow County in Centerburg. Tell me about the farm and what do you grow?
We grow all kinds of berries, mostly blueberries and red raspberries, but we have elderberries, gooseberries, strawberries. We also have some fruit trees.
I noticed dandelion jam. I grew up on a farm. I have had a lot of my fair share of different kind of jams. Never heard of that one.
Well, I looked out one day and saw a lot of dandelions and thought, what can I do with those? So I put them into our jam, and our jam is all pectin-free. So a lot of people like that, especially some people that are glucose intolerant have found that they can eat it.
Using an all-natural concept?
Yes, it's all natural. We grow some of the herbs that we put in, but yes, all natural.
So when you have people at the trade show, who are you looking to connect with? What kind of relationships are you looking to start here today?
Well, I'd like to get our products out into the restaurants if they're looking for fresh berries. We have those to offer. If they want to use our jams we put them on meats and pastries. We don't use them on toast usually. So there's lots of other things you can do with your jams. So I'm hoping to get to restaurants and then small stores. I would love to be in some small boutiques.
You are a Farm Bureau member, one of the reasons that you won the contest. And obviously, I'm not here to toot the organization's own horn, but there are some of the things that we do to help you run a business out of your home and follow the rules and regulations. Kind of tell me how you use Farm Bureau to do that aspect of your business.
Well, I have gone to them and asked for help just because this is new to me, being a farmer for the last 3 years. So I've had to learn a lot, and they have shared with me how to help grow my berries, how to fertilize them with, I do organic practices, so They also have helped with tax problems. And I love the magazine. That's how I found out about this contest to win this booth. So, and I learn a lot from that and get different ideas on how to grow my business.
Another secret to success for small farms is diversification. So on top of all the products you have and the blueberry farm, the U-Pick that you have there in Centerburg, you also have some agritourism as part of the farm as well.
Oh, yeah. We do farm-to-table meals to get I bring bigger city people out to learn about how fresh products taste coming directly from small farms and how gratifying it is, too, when you grow your own product. And then we have a venue. And we are now going into corporate team building. We have glamping, so you can come out and get out off-grid because there's no cell phone half the time and no electricity in the little cabin. So, yeah.
Glamping is just glorified camping, in other words, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. You get a queen-size bed and a little cabin, a little sitting area. Yep. Glorified camping.
So you mentioned all these things that you offer there on the farm. How do people get to find out more?
They can go to our website at bloomfieldmeadows.com. And they can Facebook us or Instagram us.
The other Farm Bureau contest winner that had a chance to set up at the Mid-American Restaurant Expo was Christy Holsey with Buckeye Country Creamery in Ashland, Ohio.
We milk about 130 cows, Holsteins, Jerseys, and Brown Swiss. And about 2 years ago, we decided to bottle our own milk. So we built the factory or the creamery right on the farm. And so we bottle A2 milk. So we tested our cows, and we only bottle the milk from those A2 cows. And so we make all different flavors of milk, drinkable yogurt, fresh mozzarella cheese, ice cream, and some soaps.
People have heard of different types of milk, organic milk, chocolate milk, strawberry milk. What is A2 milk?
So A2 milk comes from the A2 cows, and those cows have give off a shorter protein in their milk. So people that think that they're lactose intolerant, they might be, but it more than likely they're sensitive to the protein in the milk, not the sugar. So this A2 protein is a little bit shorter, and it's a lot, the casein's a lot like goat's milk, so easier to digest. A lot of people that get upset stomach from drinking milk, this A2 milk works for them.
What are the challenges that come with being in this type of business and doing your own thing in the dairy industry?
Well, we're dairy farmers, so...
You're up for a challenge.
Yeah, I guess we're up for a challenge. I don't know, but probably the hardest thing, marketing. We maybe overlook that part of this whole thing, that we've got to get our name out there for people to buy our product. We know we have a good product, but getting that word out there is tough.
That makes something like this pretty advantageous for you to win this Ohio Farm Bureau contest and get a booth at the Ohio Restaurant Association Expo. You have a lot of people coming by and wanting to know more about you. What kind of connections are you making here?
This has been an awesome event for us to be at. Yesterday we talked with a lot of distributors across Ohio, so hopefully we can start dealing with some of them and get our product out a little further. And some smaller restaurants that maybe want some milk on their menu for the kids. Just a little bit of everything. We've gone around and talked to a lot of different people here.
Christy Halsey from Buckeye Country Creamery and Lisa Rowe Taylor with Bloomfield Meadows are two contest winners receiving valuable booth space earlier this month at the Mid-American Restaurant Expo in Columbus. The food service industry is booming, and one common thread between that industry and the ag sector is the need for bright young talent to keep things moving forward. The Ohio ProStart program is doing just that for the restaurant industry. If you have a young person that enjoys time in the kitchen, you'll want to find out more about the program after this, as Town Hall Ohio continues. This is Town Hall, Ohio. I'm Ty Higgins. This week, we're covering the recent Mid-American Restaurant Expo held in Columbus. It's a gathering of vendors, restaurateurs, and food service professionals. For the first time this year, farmers were a part of the expo action as well. I'll introduce you to another one later on in the show. With every booming industry, the need for the next generation is vital. That's where the Ohio ProStart program comes in. Patricia Halper is the executive director of the effort to cultivate the next culinary experts.
Ohio ProStart is a two-year national training program for high school students, juniors and seniors, that are interested in restaurant management and the culinary arts as a career.
It's amazing how many of these young people get started so young in the kitchen at home and some of the things they learn. Why is that? Why is there so much interest at such a young age to get into the culinary aspect?
Well, a lot of them are influenced by their relatives, believe it or not. Grandma, grandpa, and uncle. Their mom and dad were in the industry, and they want to carry on that tradition. Whether they had their own restaurant or not, they just inspired that either their family member was a good cook or had some really prized recipes that they want to put into a restaurant someday.
Obviously, you can't just jump right in and be a five-star chef. It's going to take a lot of years of learning and education and practice. But what does that path look like? Obviously, you mentioned it starts in high school, but where from there?
Well, we actually offer our students two pathways. Because of their two-year training that they have in high school, they can either directly enter the workforce and they can continue their training with an employer, because employers do like to sometimes mold that young person into their type of employee, whatever their culture is at that restaurant, or they can choose to go on to post-secondary educational training, which about 50 to 60% of our students do, and then they'll come back and work in the industry.
What sector of the restaurant industry is the most appealing to these young kids right now?
Well, of course, there's a lot of people that think everyone wants to be a chef because it's glamorous and you see it on TV, but technically not all of our students want to be that. You think about it and you think about travel and leisure that you can do. You think about the opportunities in hotel. Healthcare is a big segment. Senior living is another opportunity. And then all the positions in there. It's not just a chef, it's servers. It's bartenders, there's managers, so the field is very wide open for our students. If I listed all the careers, we would be here and your show would be over and I'd still be talking.
We mentioned earlier in the show about the changes in the restaurant industry and the consumer changes. You know, we talk about gluten-free sticking with vegetables and getting away from the proteins a little bit. How much of that has changed in the educational aspect? It used to be just that you cooked all types of food and everybody ate it, but that has changed so much just in the last 10 or 15 years.
And it all depends, but we have certain classes, they will pull their students and they will sometimes cook menus because they either have an allergy, is it food allergen, is it gluten, is it, depending on what it is, they will actually come up with recipes in their class to accommodate that, which is really, I don't think you would have heard of that 5 years ago, and I'm sure you wouldn't have heard of it when I went to school because I'm a little older.
One of the things, of course, that has changed as well is that farm-to-fork aspect. A lot of consumers want to know how their food is grown, where their food is coming from. That has to change on the educational side as well. What are some of the initiatives you take on that side to help these kids build relationships with the farmer and get more local ingredients?
A lot of them do partner with what's ever in their area because we are 57 schools throughout the state. We have some that are in rural areas and they have different relationships than some of the ones that might be in the inner city areas. Some of them are even starting to have their own gardens that they grow. Some of them partner with the restaurant about farm to table. And we're always looking for new initiatives or even groups to work with to give that awareness to our students because this is newer for our students. This is a new area that we're venturing into.
The food truck industry's taken off, too. We have a couple behind us here at the trade show in Columbus. And obviously, when you run a food truck, you're not only cooking the food, you're also running your own business. What part of that do you get into there as far as helping kids realize that it is fun in the kitchen, but there is some business to do on the back end?
Well, we actually have a competition, so it's a great question. We have a competition coming up in February. It's called the ProStart Invitational. This is our 17th annual, and part of the component is restaurant management, which means they have to come up with a startup restaurant concept, they have to come up with their own marketing, their menu, their costing, staffing, everything that a new restaurant owner would have to do, they have to do, and then they get judged on that. Industry professionals come and ask them questions. What happened if two people called off sick today? What do you do? What happened if you're opening and your dishes didn't come in? So it's everything that a restaurant owner would have to do, these students do. And food truck is becoming a little bit appealing to them. That's another new venture for them because they are doing it on their own. It's not as much labor is involved, but it's a lot of work on their end because it's not just something you do a few hours a day. There's a lot of hours put into our restaurant industry, whether you're a food truck owner, server.
The Ohio ProStart program, helping young people get into the restaurant industry, an industry that is growing by leaps and bounds. Patricia Halper is my guest. How can people find out more about the program?
You can go to our website, which is www.oraef.com. ORF.org, and you can look at our invitational that's coming up. We also do a burger battle, which is quite enticing. Who doesn't like burgers? And because it's so popular, we do our burger battle in February, and we're also at the Ohio State Fair. We also offer our students scholarship opportunities. We give away about $50,000 a year, and we also do a golf outing as a fundraiser, and we're here at the Mid-America Restaurant Expo because we're doing a silent auction to raise funds for ProStart.
Patricia Halper, the executive director of the Ohio ProStart program. She and hundreds of other restaurant industry folks set up shop earlier this month at the Mid-American Restaurant Expo in Columbus. Up next on Town Hall, Ohio, a farmer from Southeast Ohio who found that growing relationships with major metro chefs is just as important as growing beef on his farm. Meet him after this.
Water. Every drop matters. No one knows that better than Ohio's farmers. Clean water is important to every farm and to every farmer. That's why Ohio Farm Bureau has invested millions of dollars to help farmers protect this vital resource, and in the process, protect the future for everyone. To learn more about Farm Bureau's clean water initiatives and for information on becoming a member, we invite you to visit farmersforwater.org today.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
In 1966 in Anchorage, Alaska, a talented child was born. He would go on to be one out of only 11 Alaskans to make it to the major leagues. The odds of him striking out more than 3,000 hitters? 1 in 33 million. The odds of this pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Autism is getting closer to home. From 1 in 5,000 only 20 years ago, today 1 in 110 children are diagnosed. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Town Hall, Ohio. I'm Ty Higgins, in for Joe Corneli. We often hear about the importance of the farmer-consumer relationship as more and more people want to know where their food's coming from. That growing trend is also forging partnerships between farmers and food professionals in the restaurant sector. At the recent Mid-American Restaurant Expo in Columbus, we visited with an unlikely vendor to the event, but one that certainly makes sense. Rob Phillips is a beef producer at RL Valley Ranch in Athens, Ohio. He was there to visit with chefs from all over the state about using his beef in their kitchens.
You know, the interest that, you know, we once thought there could be, you know, has come to life. And we're starting to see that more and more so now. People want to know where their food comes from. Consumers, they want to talk about it. They want to share it. It is real. If you're thinking about it, it's real.
I want to talk more about your involvement in the restaurant industry and your relationship with the chefs in just a bit. But tell me about the farm.
So, you know, we're fourth generation. My kids are fifth. My great-grandparents bought it in 1926. And it's been in, you know, in our family ever since. So it's about continuing that legacy. 450 acres nestled in southeast Ohio. You know, what do? You know, we're not big grain farmers. You know, what do we do to survive? How do we set ourselves apart? What niche or, you know, pocket can we fit in? And, you know, it's always been beef. So continuing that legacy because that's what we know how to do. And, you know, finding ways to market our stuff, there's the obstacle. But, you know, we figured out how to do it. And, you know, that's our survivability. you know, with commodity prices and this world they market that we're now in, and we now see and how it affects us locally, you know, we have to reach back and figure out, how do we set ourselves apart? How do we survive? How do we keep going? So, those are the things we've had to figure out and, to keep going and for the next generation.
You found a great market with restaurants and getting to know these chefs really on a personal basis. You visit the restaurants, they visit the farms, and we'll get into that in a little bit too. But how has that changed the dynamic of your business model?
It's been interesting. When reaching out to those guys, you know, everybody we sell to, I make them come spend a day with me. Hey, rip your pants, get muddy, bring your boots or your tennies, and you're going to be wet when you leave. But, hey, you know, everybody likes it. It's, you know, it builds a lasting relationship, and it shows transparency. Everything we're doing, they get to see firsthand. So, you know, that relationship and solidifying that. And then, you know, every week when I'm at the restaurant, hey, how's the dog? How's the kids? How's this? How's that? And it you know, you're bonded in a way. And, you know, the upsells, you know, our business has changed for the good with some of that, because now we're able to upsell some items that we may be sitting on, or we're trying a new cut, or maybe the restaurant's running a special this week to coincide with the season, or coincide with something that's going on the farm, or coincide with the restaurant side. So, you know, there's some upsell advantages there and some value add stuff that we can do that's, you know, how do you get that otherwise? And if you're a typical salesman going in, you may or may not get that. But with that relationship, that's key.
There's something to be said, too, about how that relationship with you and the chef gets passed on to the consumer. The chef will go to the table and say, hey, I met the guy that grew this beef, and you ought to meet him. He's quite a character.
We've had a lot of that. It's kind of fun to walk into some restaurants and just have dinner, and, you know, the chef comes up to the bar or out to the restaurant and then, you know, says, hey, who's ever in a restaurant? If you're eating such and such, here's the guy that grew it. And, you know, the place just goes quiet. So there's a dynamic there it's kind of wild. I would say 90% of the restaurants we sell into, our name is right on the menu. So if you look at that menu and you see burger, you know, our ranch name, our Al Valley Ranch, is listed right there from Athens, Ohio. And that's pretty cool. And I think, you know, as we're on the cusp of, you know, wanting to know where food comes from, and as we go forward, that's going to become more important.
You're looking for more and more opportunities here to market your beef locally and across the state to restaurants and chefs. So when you get someone interested, you have to plan out for 6 months, a year, 18 months out into the future. How does that work?
Boy, it gets interesting. It's like a Rubik's Cube every day. I'm not looking to make immediate sales here today. I'm looking at, hey, how can we sustainably build for the future? You know, everybody knows the cattle cycle. So, you know, if we're, you know, calf cycle is 18 months to 2 years, even with a baby calf. So, you know, if we sell out, then we sell our restaurant short. So we have to build for the future. So, you know, we're looking a couple years out and to see who's here, who could be interested, and kind of start to build those relationships, plant that seed.
Consumer needs and wants change almost every day. So how does that change for you? What are some of the things you're seeing in the beef industry that consumers demanding?
Taste and flavor. And that's the biggest thing for us to keep on top of, you know, maintaining quality day in, day out. You know, it kind of stinks when it's 10 degrees and stuff won't start. You know, it's mud, it's frozen, but maintaining that quality, that's number one for us, because that's what's going to keep us on the plate. That's what's going to keep the consumer happy. And tasting and like, yes, we're coming back for this again, and tell their friends about it. Maybe share it on social media and tell others about their experience. That maintaining quality is number one.
From RL Valley Ranch in Athens, that's beef producer Rob Phillips. He works directly with chefs in Ohio to market his beef to some of the finest kitchens in the state. We'll wrap up Town Hall, Ohio after this, as we get a take about why Farm Bureau took part for the first time this year in the Mid-American Restaurant Expo.
$500 in bonus cash on eligible Ford vehicles. $750 in bonus cash on eligible Lincoln vehicles. All it takes is to be or become a member of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Bonus cash applies to purchases and leases. For all the program requirements and details, visit ofbf.org. Big bonus cash on new Fords and Lincolns exclusively for Ohio Farm Bureau members. Visit ofbf.org.
This year, Ohio Farm Bureau celebrates 100 years of serving farmers all over the Buckeye State. That's a full century of advocating on the behalf of farmers about issues impacting their livelihood. Join in the celebration by checking out our Centennial Store. Whether you're shopping for t-shirts, hats, and jackets featuring the vintage Ohio Farm Bureau logo, pint glasses for your cover crop beer, or a history book highlighting Ohio Farm Bureau's accomplishments now spanning 100 years, you can find it all right now at OhioFarmBureauStore.com. That's OhioFarmBureauStore.com.
An unexpected getaway lies closer than you think, with endless trails to explore, fairways to conquer, and pristine waters to enjoy. The Ohio State Park Lodges are the ideal destination to unwind and rediscover life's simple pleasures. Enjoy indoor and outdoor pools, 18 holes of golf, or simply relax and savor a lake view meal from the comforts of our lodge restaurant. Choose from a variety of accommodations, including lodge guest rooms and suites, or spread out in one of our spacious cabins with all the comforts of home. Right now, Ohio Farm Bureau members can save 20% on overnight stays. Call 1-800-ADDA-PARK or visit addapark.com using promo code PARTNERS20 to receive this special discount. So what are you waiting for? You don't have to spend half your time getting here. Just spend your time being here. Book today by calling 1-800-ADDA-PARK or addapark.com, promo code PARTNERS20. See website for details.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car-home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Do you want to become a homeowner but not sure you can afford it? You may be eligible for a home loan through USDA Rural Development. We offer low-income homebuyers affordable financing with no down payment and no mortgage insurance required. Loan funds can be used to purchase or build homes throughout rural America. For more information, contact USDA Rural Development and visit rd.usda.gov. Let us be your key to home ownership. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that?
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio. I'm Ty Higgins, and this week we take you inside the 2019 Mid-American Restaurant Expo, which took place in Columbus earlier this month. Ohio Farm Bureau was proud to be a part of this year's event with the debut of Farmers Crossing, a row on the exhibit floor dedicated to farmers looking for new market opportunities for their products in the food service industry. Tim Hicks is Business Development Field Director with Ohio Farm Bureau.
This is our first year at the trade show, and I think the trade show with the Restaurant Association has been evolving over the last couple years. This year, they wanted to reach out to the farming community, the farming industry. So leaders within both organizations got together, had a conversation, and tried to figure out where there was an opportunity to collaborate. So this year, at the Farmers Crossing, we ran a promotion to build awareness that there's an opportunity for producers and farm products to be at the show to help them better connect with the broader industry and the restaurant industry. And so we're really happy to be here and to have the opportunity to connect with some of our members, but also some of the members of the Restaurant Association as we kind of look to build additional collaboration and business opportunities with the broader farm and food community.
That relationship makes so much sense because our end goal really is a relationship with the consumer. They want to know where their food comes from. They want to get to know these farmers, not on a personal level, but just to realize that they're good people. They're doing the right things every single day on the farm across Ohio. And so to be in the restaurant business, so to speak, gives us that advantage.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting to have to engage with a lot of the attendees here and have conversations. You know, we're right here, we're promoting our cover crop beer. So having a conversation around our centennial beer with folks at North High, and it's a lead into a conversation around the management practices that farmers are employing to help protect our environment and help protect water quality. So it's really a lead in. Some of the work that we do in every capacity within the farming community has a direct impact on the broader community, and to be in a space where people are already engaged in thinking about food seems like a great opportunity to engage in those conversations in a meaningful way.
It's also a great fit for some of our members that run their own businesses, these small farms, and we had a contest where a couple of our members can come and get set up at this trade show, which is not cheap. A trade show, anybody that knows sets up at a trade show, there's a lot of investment involved in being here, not only your time, but also the booth space, and we have some small farms from Central Ohio here kind of showcasing their stuff.
Yeah, it's been great. RL Valley Ranch is a member based out of Athens. They sell to a lot of Columbus markets. They've been great. Bloomfield Meadows out of Marengo is here promoting their berry markets and some of their jams. Buckeye Creamery, the Ohio Aquaculture Association's here talking about the burgeoning industry in Ohio-raised fish. So it's kind of a nice broad a range of proteins, of greens, of dairy, and it's been really wonderful to connect with our members and have similar conversations with folks in the restaurant industry.
The buzz phrase this week is farm to fork. We've heard it a lot over the past couple of years, but you mentioned that cover crop beer, which is at North High Brewing. It's Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary brew, and so it's more of a field to can aspect in this respect. Tell me about the beer, how it came to be, and just how well it's doing.
Yeah, so it's easy drinking golden ale. So the way I think of it is in the spectrum of Bud Light to an IPA, it's kind of somewhere in that spectrum, a little bit closer to the easy drinking lagers in that space. Every time they sell, they get a few cases that come in. Lo and behold, some farmer with the pickup truck shows up and buys five cases of it. So we'll just say supply is not meeting demand. And I think it's exceeding the expectations of North High, certainly exceeding the expectations of us. And we're really happy. It's been a great, easy drinking golden ale that we're really excited to have. And we're working on getting that out to the folks in outside of the Columbus market.
And yet another vessel to reach those consumers.
100%. And like I said before, it's a great conversation. What is a cover crop? Oh, well, let's have a conversation around it. And it really has been a great segue into kind of the broader conversations around production agriculture and the work that farmers are doing to protect our natural resources.
That's Ohio Farm Bureau's Business Development Field Director, Tim Hicks, from the Mid-American Restaurant Expo earlier this month in Columbus, an event Ohio Farm Bureau took part in for the first time. And after visiting the event and seeing the success of farmers finding their way into additional markets in the food service industry while exhibiting there, I have a feeling Ohio Farm Bureau will be a part of the expo for many years to come. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's Town Hall Ohio. I'm Ty Higgins, and we'll see you down the road.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.